Oh, dear friends. So, as we are entering, or actually engaged in this time before Easter and that celebration of the rising up of the infinite Christ consciousness, I thought it would be a good thing to explore for each of us. How is Lent relevant today? How is it relevant? And so, for all of us, we have religious or spiritual or non-religious or spiritual backgrounds that we bring with us, belief systems, practices. And in the Christian world, there has been this belief system in place or a practice, a tradition, a practice called Lent that many engage in and participate as a part of the process of moving towards the experience celebrating the crucifixion of Christ and then the resurrection of Christ. And in unity, we metaphysically look at some of these experiences a little differently than might be experienced in perhaps other traditional religious structures or practices. And so I wanted to really address and take a look at, for those of you who practice Lent, or for those of you who consciously choose not to practice Lent, or any of in between, wherever you may fall, I'm inviting us to kind of be aware of in those practices, because they've been a part of religious structure for a long time, how much of that do we do by rote? How much do we just kind of, that's what we're supposed to do, and that's what we've been told, and so we do that. And I'd like for us to perhaps begin unpacking what Lent is truly about, in order to discover how it can be relevant to us today. From Scripture, from Joel 2, verse 12, it says, "Yet even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart and with fasting," friends. And so this sets the tone for us to recognize an opportunity. It's a spiritual opportunity of fasting from the outer world, from outer belief systems, in order to return to a conscious oneness with infinite spirit. Swami Vivekananda, Indian Hindu mystic monk, he says, "You have to grow from the inside out. None can teach you. None can make you spiritual. There is no other teacher but your own soul." So when we speak a few moments ago of declares the Lord or return to me with all your heart, we've been speaking about a God. Is there a God outside of us? Or perhaps the scripture meaning that divinity within me that speaks to my own divine self. Return to me and do not be distracted by that which is in the outer world. And so as we are beginning to move into this time of the season before Easter and this wonderful celebration of the awareness of metaphysically and spiritually, all of life is about walking through the darkness, through the tomb, through the death of the old, into the light and into the resurrection, into that higher consciousness that we become. And in order to do that, it's important, is it not, to kind of clear out the cobwebs and clear the way. And so I think as we explore a little bit and unpack, as I said, what is behind the tradition of Lent, it can help us see how it is relevant to us right here and right now. And so I have some things to share from Georgiana Tree West. She wrote about this in her foreword of Charles Fillmore's book, Keep a True Lent. And I'll also be sharing from the website of thinkingfaith.org. So Georgiana says, it is commonly believed that the Lenten period has to do with the events of the 40 days preceding the resurrection. This is an erroneous idea. Lent is not an institution set forth by Jesus in his teaching. Lent is a church institution, and there is no authorization for it anywhere in the New Testament. The idea, however, she says, has a sound spiritual basis. Moses, Elijah, and Jesus himself set a precedent for it. Each observed a 40-day period of prayer and fasting as a preparation for spiritual work. Now, of course, we read about this in Scripture from Mark 1, 12 through 13. And then I'll come back to that slide in a minute, Susan. In Mark 1, 12 through 13, it says, immediately the Spirit sent him into the wilderness, and he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. So many of you remember this from Scripture, that the belief system was that Jesus went out into the wilderness for 40 days and was tempted by Satan. Now, we can understand in a metaphysical awareness, excuse me, that what this represents, 40 days, Georgia Tree West, she says, the number 40 is frequently used in scriptures to indicate a completed preparation for something to follow. When we consider Lent as a completed season of retreat from the things of the world for the cleansing of the mind and the recollection of the things of spirit, it becomes a true season of preparation. But understanding that originally 40 was a reference to the cornerstone or an idea of a certain span of time before completion or before that next step. So 40 is used often in the Bible, but it's not a literal translation, yet that's how we take it to mean. And so we put it into place of 40 days before Easter. Because what we do know is that this is representing the time that Jesus, as a spiritual human, went forth in the world in his own learning quest, in his own seeking to connect to infinite spirit and to recognize and then to be able to teach that concept of the presence of godness, of all beingness, that comes from within us all. And so, Elizabeth Clare Prophet says, she was an author and a spiritual leader. And she says that ancient texts reveal that Jesus spent 17 years in the Orient and in thereabouts and in travel. They say that from age 13 to 29, we know that Jesus started his ministry at the age of 30 when he was baptized by John the Baptist. But from the age of 13 to 29, Jesus traveled to India, to Nepal, to Lhotka and Tibet as both student and teacher. And so we can understand that while the Bible, which speaks in terms of stories, of myths and ideas that help us to understand a spiritual process, is not speaking literally of 40 days in the wilderness. It's speaking about a time in which Jesus went apart to learn and to grow. And Jesus did this often. We know in the Garden of Gethsemane, he took time apart to pray. We see in the Bible, as was referenced before, with Moses and with Elijah, before a major shift in consciousness, the story speaks about going to the hilltop, going to being immersed in light in the burning bush. All of these stories are to represent to us, friends, that as spiritual humanity, this is a journey and a process. And it takes time. It takes a willingness to take time apart to begin recognizing the belief systems, the ideas of limitation, the part of us that only acknowledges our humanness and not the allness of our spiritual beingness. And to begin in that time of learning to bring forth a greater understanding and a greater consciousness, and to move into what we would call that Christ awareness, Christ consciousness. And so, friends, this idea of Lent is an opportunity that's talking to us of a spiritual practice of releasing and letting go. So if you go back to that other slide, Susan, that also has thinkingoffaith.org, thanks. So going on to this information that tells us a little bit about how Lent then came to be in the practice of Lent. The earliest mention of Lent in the history of the church comes from the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD. The council issued 20 canons of a practical nature dealing with various aspects of church life, and the fifth of these canons speaks of Lent. The word used for Lent in this fifth canon is tesserakonta. And Tamara, if you're listening in, I hope I said that correctly. That's the original in Greek. And it's, which actually is the Greek word meaning 40. Again, it's symbolic. And for the first time in recorded history, we have mention of this period of preparation for Easter as lasting 40 days. Previous to that, in the Easter, as Christians begin to celebrate the resurrection of Christ, they spent a day or two in spiritual contemplation. It wasn't until 325 AD through the Nicene Council that it was set forth as a church religious practice to spend 40 days in what was called repenting or releasing or letting go. The length of time was adopted in imitation of the 40 days that Jesus spent in the desert at the beginning of his public ministry. Again, it's a symbolic representation. And the idea of repenting or releasing, going back to what is said in the Bible of Jesus battling with Satan, meant how many of you, as you're dealing with feelings that you are not worthy, or issues of past angers or unreleased things in your life, how many of you have felt it's kind of like a Satan in your life, right? It feels big and all-encompassing and comes right at us. But it's just a symbolic word to represent that in our lives and to recognize, friends, that as we are willing to breathe into infinite spirit, to take that time apart, whether it's 40 days, 40 minutes, 40 years, it is a specified time where we are choicefully engaged in a spiritual practice that supports us in letting go of the limitations and the belief systems of error, doubt. Oftentimes the Bible says sin. Sin is just a separation from infinite spirit. Separation from infinite knowingness. S-I-N. Separation from infinite knowingness. And as we begin to reconnect and to recognize that truth within, we are then engaged and we are about that spiritual practice of aligning ourselves with that which is the truth and the expression of beloved spirit, beloved God, the breath of life. Fasting from negative thoughts and beliefs shifts us to a higher Christ consciousness. So friends, that is truly the meaning behind this experience of Lent. And it's based on an understanding of other figures throughout the Bible who went through their own metamorphosis, their own transformation. And the stories then that were written about that in the symbolic number of 40, or going into the wilderness or going away in order to release and to let go. And so friends, this time before Easter, whether you started at the actual 40 days preceding Easter, whether you start now, whether you practice this at any other time of the year, the experience of Lent, the experience that the Nicene Council went to from scripture and from stories of biblical figures that went through that transformation, we can allow this to be an indicator to us. An indicator to us of the practice we can participate in. In Isaiah, from scripture, Isaiah 58:6, it says, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness." We can understand wickedness to be erroneous or false beliefs or negative thinking. That which we put out when we see things happening in our political world, when we see things that hurt us in our relationships or at work, when we think that we are not enough, when we buy into those places where we don't measure up, where we're not good enough, where we are wishing to shift in change, this is the fast that we are talking about in fasting at the time of Lent and giving up. So the outer experience that oftentimes the church talks about, to give up that which is your favorite thing or those kind of outward choices, in unity, the metaphysical current relevance is the practice of giving up those erroneous beliefs, those that negative thinking. To maybe not look at social media as much, I know, because it can just trigger stuff, can't it? All of a sudden we buy into what somebody else said and start going down the rabbit hole. To not watch the news maybe as much, because then we get wrapped up in fear, concern, in anger, versus staying centered in the truth of our oneness. So friends, this time of fasting, this time of releasing and letting go, this time of Lent is about lengthening our spiritual connection and oneness. And from Father Norman Tanner, he's a Jesuit priest and an author, and he says the English word Lent has another very beautiful derivation. It comes from the Anglo-Saxon word meaning to lengthen. Lent comes at a time when the hours or day time are lengthened as spring approaches. And so it is a time when we too can lengthen spiritually. So Lent can begin to carry so many different options and opportunities and spiritual practices for us to engage in. And to know that it is not just this time of year, but it is at Eastertide, as we are moving into the recognition of how important it is to shed the shackles that bind us in order to walk through the darkness of the tomb, of the dying off of the old, in order to be resurrected into the light of the new and to be lifted up into a greater consciousness. Reverends Drs. Beal and Cher Holton, they are Unity ministers, and they are also have been business consultants internationally. And they say, from a metaphysical, spiritual perspective, Lent stands for a voluntary retreat from the world to prepare for our resurrection from false beliefs, error thinking, and the denial of our innate divinity. It's the meaning, not the ritual, that is important. And that's what I began with, in an understanding that oftentimes rituals or practices in our religious experiences have tended to become something we do by rote, or because someone else said we should, or because someone else said they have relevance. But to understand, as it is said from Swami Vivekananda, you have to grow from the inside out. None can teach you. None can make you spiritual. There is no other teacher but your own soul. So it is coming back and remembering we are the author of our experience. We are the author of our journey and of our spiritual choicefulness, dedication to rising above. Goes on to say, when the ritual becomes more important than the meaning behind it, we have lost our focus. From a spiritual perspective, there is only one kind of fasting, and that is abstaining from error thoughts which dampen our awareness of our oneness with spirit. So friends, in the next couple of weeks, as we move into Palm Sunday, as we move into the celebration of rising into a higher consciousness of that resurrection of that Christ essence, I invite you to participate in your own relevant experience of Lent, because you choose it, because you seek to shift away from negative thoughts and negative practices, negative habits, to begin embracing something different in the core of your being. So participate in your spiritual journey. Make a choiceful, conscious effort in this endeavor and begin stepping forward into the risen Christ, into that which is your higher self. And in doing so, a quote from Randy Gage, who is an author and a motivational speaker, he says, release what no longer serves you to create a space for that which does. Friends, that is what this season is about, the Lent, experiencing the lengthening of spring awareness, consciousness, the taking time to let go of those things that we have been chained to, that are error thinking, negative thinking, old beliefs, and to begin opening that space for infinite spirit to begin to flow. So that concludes the talk for today on how is Lent relevant today, and bringing it into a choiceful experience for each one of us, not because something outside of ourselves, a church or a religious structure, dictates it, but because we indeed ourselves choose a spiritual journey going forward.